Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Lloyds Metals and Energy Limited 2Q FY22 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participants' line will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Siddharth Gadekar. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us today. We at Equirus are pleased to host Lloyds Metals and Energy's 2Q FY26 earnings call. We have with us today Mr. Rajesh Gupta, Managing Director, Mr. Riyaz Shaikh, CFO, and Mr. S. K. Naredi, Director of Finance of Thriveni. Now, I would like to invite Mr. Rajesh Gupta to initiate the proceedings for the result call.
Good afternoon, everyone. A warm welcome to all of you, and I sincerely thank Siddharth ji and the Equirus team for hosting this call and for the continued support. Let me begin with the big picture headline before we go deeper. This has been a half year where operational commissioning of the pellet plant has taken center stage. DRI plant has started. The value-added products have further strengthened our profile, and our project pipeline has moved forward as predicted with the meticulous planning. Across the board, the business continues to demonstrate resilience and direction. Let's begin with the projects. The slurry pipeline of 85 km has been one of our biggest enablers this year, and I want to emphasize what the slurry pipeline means. Seamless and reliable ore evacuation, and we've already seen the advantages in this monsoon. Structural cost reduction, lower carbon footprint, and most importantly, efficient movement that safeguards our margins even in volatile pricing environment. This truly marks a turning point on how to operate and scale. The pellet plant has been ramped up, the first pellet plant of 4 million tons, which began commercial production just at the end of Q1. In the fourth month of full operation in October, we have crossed 100% of capacity utilization with a production of 350,000 tons, a little bit more than that. The pellet plant, pellet business is already contributing robust EBITDA per metric ton driven by captive ore, slurry pipeline efficiency, and industry-leading costing, conversion costing, and conversion and strong realizations due to the strong quality parameters. This value-added mix has now become a core driver of our profitability. The next project that we have just commissioned is one of the DRI kilns, which has expanded our DRI operations this quarter, just towards the end of this quarter. This strengthens the integrated pathway we are building from mines to pellets to DRI and eventually steel. With regard to other projects, we continue to move forward with all our other major projects with a very disciplined approach. Pellet plant number two is already in advanced stages. 1.2 million tons of wire rod plant. The groundwork is progressing extremely systematically. The BHQ beneficiation planning and procurement has started, and while land acquisition final stage is still going on. Our overall CapEx plan remains well structured, and each project is aligned to long-term value creation, not short-term capacity addition. Let me touch base on Thriveni as well. This was the first quarter where the accounts have been consolidated. The EC of our clients in iron ore products have gone up by 35% to 40%. NTPC mines, the EC has gone up by around 20%. Surjagarh mine is also gearing up for full capacity from 10 to 26 million tons. Operational and CapEx gearing up is done for these plants. Given our large-scale mining footprint, rain-related interruptions do have an effect on quarterly numbers. However, I want to highlight that lost revenue will be made up in the coming months, and mining operations are now normalized post-monsoon. This confidence comes from the capability and depth our teams have built over years of operating in these challenging terrains. At Thriveni, the underlying operations remain very strong and on track. There are multiple positives worth highlighting. the 5-star rating at all the key mines, continuous conversion and induction of electric and LNG hybrid mining equipment. All of this enforces our reason of acquisition of this integrated value proposition of the Lloyd Triveni platform. Our policy and our philosophy for all these projects remains the same: plan meticulously, execute swiftly, execute efficiently, and build for the next 30 years, not for just 3 quarters. I want to appreciate all our teams at the mines, pellet plants, logistic units, and corporate offices who manage our large-scale operations with nearly 32,000 people now under our hat. We agree to maintain momentum, innovate on site, and push forward despite external challenges, one of our biggest strengths. As we look forward to H2, the drivers are firmly in place: full benefit of the slurry pipeline, higher and stabilized pellet output, DRI ramp-up, post-monsoon mining stabilization, and systematic execution of all the projects already in motion. We remain committed to creating a business that is structurally low-cost, fully integrated, environmentally responsible, and built to deliver sustainable shareholder value. With that, let me hand it over to both my colleagues, Riyazi and Naredi, who will take you through the financials and detailed numbers of both the companies. Thank you once again to everyone for joining, and a special thanks to Siddharth again. Thank you.
Thank you, Rajaji, for the strategic overview. Good evening, everyone. Let me take you through our consolidated financial and operational performance for the second quarter and first half of FY26, followed by updates on key projects and strategic developments. This quarter has been another strong step forward for Lloyds Metals. We continue to build momentum across all business, translating operational execution into record financial performance. Starting with the standalone numbers, to reiterate, the company has reported its highest ever quarter and half year revenue. Our total income for quarter 2 FY26 stood at an INR of 25,754 million, up 75% year on year, driven by higher iron ore dispatches, the commencement of pellet sales, and improved logistics through the slurry pipeline. For H1 FY26, total income came in at INR 49,838 million, higher by 28% year on year. EBITDA for the quarter was INR 8693 million, up 95% year on year, with margins at 33.75%, expanding by 348 basis points. For the half year, EBITDA stood at INR 16778 million, with margins at 33.66%, reflecting an improvement of 363 basis points. Profit after tax came in at INR 6056 million for the quarter and INR 12,402 million for the half year, both up 22% year on year. These results highlight the growing strength of our integrated operations and the benefit of higher value-added contribution from pellets. As mentioned by Rajeshji, we are getting more and more close towards creating a resilient business, which has minimum to least impact on account of steel cycle volatility. Our margins improvement is both year-on-year and quarter-on-quarter is a validation of our approach. Having said that, now moving to the segment performance. In iron production, for quarter 2 FY26 stood at 3.42 million tons, while sales were 2.5 million tons, up 77% and 10% year-on-year. Realization averaged INR 5,571 per ton, stable sequentially. EBITDA per ton improved to INR 1781, up 7% year-on-year. These numbers have to be viewed in perspective that despite quarter 2 being the traditionally challenging quarter for mining due to monsoon, we were able to report such robust growth in production and dispatches. The newly commissioned pellet plant at Konsari has been ramping up well and has achieved full utilization within 4 months of commencement. This is quite a significant milestone for us. In quarter 2 FY26, pellet production stood at 0.78 million tons with realization at INR 9916 per ton and EBITDA per ton at INR 5039. The slurry pipeline and captive ore supply has ensured cost efficiency and strong margins right from the start. In the DRI and power segment, DRI volume stood at 88,200 tons, up 4% year-on-year. Though realizations were muted due to market softness, power volumes were stable and lower. Lower fuel cost helped maintain operating profitability. On capital expenditure, our focus remains on disciplined execution. We have commissioned a DRI expansion in Ghugus in this quarter, and the plant is ramping up well as we speak. We have spent ₹24,117 million during the first half of FY26, with work progressing simultaneously across all active projects. Let me also touch upon the Triveni as well. Triveni is a subsidiary which is engaged in MDO and its related services. On a consolidated basis, Triveni Athugas and Infra Private Limited delivered a steady performance. Quarter 2 of the financial year is always a challenging quarter given the monsoon period. This year monsoon was extended across India, which affected volume to a large extent. However, the team has been quite upbeat for remainder of the year. To sum up, quarter 2 FY26 has been a milestone quarter. Record revenues, margin expansion, new capacities coming online, and successful strategic integration. Each part of the business is now contributing meaningfully to our consolidated strength. With continued execution discipline, the benefit of new capacities and operational synergy from Triveni and the pellet plant ramp up, we are confident of sustaining this momentum through the rest of FY26. Thank you very much, and we can now open the floor for questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Vikas Singh from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on good set of numbers. So I just wanted to understand our iron ore selling strategy going forward. Given that the iron ore prices in the domestic market are slightly under pressure, so we are going to have almost 14-15 million tons extra volume. So would we push more volumes or the pricing is something which we keep in mind, because that extra volume would further degrade our pricing scenario. So just wanted to understand overall scenario, how do you see this and the balancing between volumes and realization?
Iron ore strategy, we would like to fill our full EC capacity, which this year stands to around 22 million tons. Given the last few months of extra rain, we reach between 20-22 million tons. In terms of pricing is little down this last 2 months, but prior to that it has been little better than the previous quarter year on year. So it is not that it is entirely down. It is softer in a softer regime, and that is the cyclicality of the business which we are addressing. But we have executed marketing strategy, including pelletization, using internally DRI, as well as captive or nearly captive consumers. So we are quite comfortable in our marketing strategy.
Noted. So since we are selling more on the West Coast and international prices are on a declining trend, just wanted to understand your views. Do you see further downside risk to the pricing, or what is the discounts domestic prices are trading at versus the international imported landed price?
International price versus domestic price, I think we are trading at a premium of around 35-45% roughly. Yeah, not at a discount to the international price. International price currently, say January, is around $100 for a 61% grade. We are selling at a higher price ex people's factories. So there is a premium. There's a discount which is slightly lesser. It's a steady thing, and I think India is quite deviated from the international pricing in that way. So I don't think that the further reduction has had any effect on the Indian pricing. The pellets prices has come up and come down more because of the steel market, steel cycle being a little weak.
Noted. So you don't foresee much of the risk going ahead?
I don't foresee anything more than 2-3% market up or down in the next 6 months to 9 months.
Noted. And sir, regarding Triveni, if I remember when we were doing the merger, our guidance for FY26 was somewhere around 8,000 crore with almost 2,800 crore of EBITDA. First half seems to be on a lopsided. So do we want to change the guidance on Triveni? And what caused this basically lower than expected achievement?
The guidance of at the time of this merger when we had bought in this guidance numbers, this was based on 26 million tons of EC of Lloyds Metals itself, which we were expecting it to have. We were getting it in the last quarter of the previous year. Now that has which we received only in the month of June this year. So first quarter, almost after at the end of the first quarter. So accordingly, we have already changed this guidance. We will never be talking on to everybody. It won't be those same numbers. Our EBITDA should be anything around 2,000 to 2,000. For this year, it should be around 2,000 to 2,200 crores.
Noted.
And we should be all these additional EC and the ramp up in Surjagar mines as well as the other mines will all happen in the second half of the of this year. So we are very confident to reaching those numbers.
Noted. So just lastly on our upcoming integrated 3 million ton steel plant. So sir, since you are talking about starting the project as soon as first quarter 27, could you give us the product mix which we are thinking of producing there?
The 3 million ton steel plant, we are not talking of starting the project.
Yeah, it is a half 50-50 product mix. HR would be 50.
We will start the work in
27.
Mid to end 27, not the plant. We are restarting the configuration a little bit. And the land is under acquisition right now. We are given the detailed project study to be made to a big Chinese consultant to understand the full technology upheaval that has happened in the last 3-4 years and take advantage of that. So the product moves will ultimately be a mix between flat products, value-added flat products, value-added structural steel, and color-coated in terms of value-added HR coils and flat products. It will be a mix between both. Prior to that, next year, we should be able to commission our steel plant at Chandrapur, which will be 1.2 million tons of wire rod plant.
No, actually, what I was coming from your slide number 23, where it has denoted that the construction work itself would start from Q1 FY27.
Yes.
So based on that, basically, I was just thinking our product profile, basically how much of the HRC, how much of the TMT, or if we are putting CRC, all these would have been
3 million
already
of,
worked out. So that's how I was actually questioning
the mix. Current project is based on around 3 million tons of HR coil with further downstream of 2 million tons of cold rolling and HR pickled and further downstream of around 500,000 tons of color-coated and galvanized. That was as originally envisaged, and we are under the process of restudying that mix and overall size of the plant, which will come back shortly. We have not started anything other than land procurement at the present point of time.
Noted, sir. That's all from my side. I'll come back to the queue for further question. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Divya Agarwal from FICOM Family Office. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thanks for taking my question. Couple of questions from my side, sir. So firstly, on the gross margins front, so the gross margins have reduced around 79% in the current quarter versus an average of around 87-88% historically. So just wanted to know what led to this reduction and will it continue in the coming quarters?
No, there is no such reduction in the gross margin in this quarter. If you're looking up the console number?
Standalone basis, sir. Okay, sure.
It is all improved and it should improve further in the next quarter.
Sure, sir. And secondly, sir, on the Triveni part, so in the last quarter, it was mentioned that the EBITDA margins should be around 33%, while the numbers reported were around 16%. So just wanted to know what is because of this divergence.
I'll request Mr. Naredi to address this question.
Yeah, normally, good afternoon. Normally, our standard EBITDA margin in our business is around in between 35% to 40%. And we had projected 33%, but last time it did not reach 33%, it reached only 16.5% in the last first half. The reason being due to lower production, as you are aware, that all our costs are almost fixed. Our equipment costs, labor costs, these costs are almost fixed. And only the variable cost is about the fuel cost. Since there was a lower production, almost 8 to 10 million due to what we had planned initially, what was in our forecast. Due to that, our production, our EBITDA margins gone down, and ultimately it has impacted on our profitability margin percentage also. But next quarter, next half, as well as both the quarters and next half, since the volumes are going to be high, ultimately overall we'll be able to maintain, and as everybody is aware that since we had to scale up the production, to gear up the equipments and all those things, mobilization and all these things, we need to keep on deploying our manpower and equipments at the various sites for LMEL as well as in Odisha, other places. So all these things we have incurred costs, and due to that, our EBITDA margin in terms of percentage or in terms of absolute numbers have gone down in this first half.
So from next quarter, would it be back to around 30-33%?
Yes, absolutely.
Right. And lastly, on the DRI part, so the realization has been low since like 2-3 quarters. So what's the realization right now? And are you seeing any signs of improvement there?
DRI and the secondary steel market both are suffering quite a lot right now. And the only rainbow that we're seeing is a little reduction in coal prices, which has reached its bottom, international coal. I think over the next 2-3 months, the pricing will come back, especially I think the next quarter. This quarter, I'm still seeing a very subdued market.
Sure, sir. Thanks a lot. That's all from my end. And all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Hardik Kohli from Urban's PMS. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on a great set of numbers. Could you share the EBITDA per ton number for DRI in this quarter?
The EBITDA per ton for DRI in this quarter has been H1 has been 3,879 rupees.
Okay, and what is the number for Q2?
3,150 rupees.
Got it. And what was the IPS benefit in Q2 FY26?
IPS, we got around 94 crore rupees as a benefit in Q2.
All right, sir. And lastly, sir, if you could share the realized slurry benefit in this quarter.
Slurry pipeline?
Yeah, slurry benefit per ton basis.
We've saved around 600 rupees per ton on the slurry pipeline. Hello?
Yes, I can hear.
Yeah, you could hear me?
Yeah.
Around 600 rupees has been the saving due to the slurry pipeline.
Got it. That's all from my side.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ritesh Bhagwali from Alpha Plus Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for taking my question. My question pertains to our debt situation. So from standalone to console, I see we have increased to roughly around 8,000 crores. That's like an addition of 6,000 crores. So is it like project related mostly, or it's primarily coming from Triveni's consolidation? That's my
question. Yeah, it's coming from Triveni's consolidation. So 6,600, including the RPS, the redeemable preference shares issued to the promoter for taking over of this fund.
Okay. And also, if you could share any comments on our negative cash conversion that we see on a console basis.
Could you repeat that question?
If it's possible, can you share any comments on our negative cash conversion, CFO, on our console basis versus the standalone?
Part of it is because of the debt, I'm guessing. Working capital might be a reason for that. You can, I think so. We'll get back to you. If you can just get in touch with us, to Chintan or myself, later on, then we'll get back to you on that in detail. Because as such, we're not able to get what are any negative cash.
Sure, sir. I'll do that. Thanks. Okay, that's it from my end.
A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Vinit Thakur from Plus 91 AMC. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for this opportunity. I just wanted to know, what is your estimated iron ore supply shortfall that you expect in current year 2026? And what would be your timeline for the third pellet plant?
Maximum that we can do in iron ore this year is around 22 million tons. We would do a minimum of 21 million tons of dispatches from the mine. Part of that would be used internally for the pellet and the DRI. The balance would be sold. We would not be having end stock to a large extent. What was the second part of your question?
Third pellet.
The third.
What would be your timeline for the? What would be your timeline for the third pellet plant?
Third pellet plant would be 28-29, around the time that the third phase of the beneficiation plant is commissioned.
Okay, sir, noted. And has the IPS benefit been recognized, and what is the total planned capacity of your pellet plants that you are expecting?
Total capacity for my pellet plants would be 12 million tons, including taking all three into the line. And IPS, yes, we've already started. In this quarter, we've got around 94 crore rupees that has been identified.
Okay, sir, that would be all. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bhavik Shah from Invexa Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yes.
So, my question is related to debt. So at the time of Triveni acquisition, we were told the enterprise value was around 5,000 crores, so around 4,950 crores of debt. But now when we see the September balance sheet, our gross debt stands at around 7,980 crores versus 756 crores in March. So there's an addition of almost, say, 7,000 odd crores. So is this like we have extra debt from Triveni?
It's a console number. That 7,900 is a console number with Lloyds Metals also in it. So as in Lloyds, as in Triveni, the number was around 5,000 crore rupees. As when we had 5,600 crore rupees, which is now around 6,000 crore rupees, which is on account of the scaling up of the operations. So this is a continuous business. We have to go on for the equipment and plus we also have a cash balance of 400 crores, so the net cash will be always 5,600 crores.
Okay, so we have taken around 6,000 crores from Triveni as debt, right?
Yes, including the RPS.
Understood, sir, understood. And so regarding CAPEX, we have done around 2,900 crores.
2,400 crores in this half year.
Okay, what is our guidance for the remaining year?
We should be doing around 4,500 to 5,000 crores in this year, and the next 2 years also should be around 6,000-6,500 crores.
Understood, sir. Okay, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Siddharth Khadekar from Equity Security Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. So my first question is on the Bharat Wire Ropes acquisition where we have acquired some CCPS. Can you just share the rationale behind that and how do we see that conversion happening over the next 2-3 years?
It was purely a financial investment. There is no strategic direction attached to this transaction. It is this company's position in an industry with a long-term potential. For the risk-reward standpoint, the opportunity was compelling. We are looking at around something around 18 to 20%. And within 18 months is what's supposed to be convergent. That is what we are looking at most.
Okay. The second question is on the Triveni operations. When we had done the acquisition, we had given a roadmap where our mining expansion would go up to almost 123, 124 million tons once LMEL also ramps up. Where do we stand on that, and over the last 12 months have we acquired any new projects? Can you give some more color that how should we see 27 and 28 incrementally going ahead?
This year we are expecting some increase in our mining operations in Odisha. And two new projects which we are proposing to start is one is Dalpar mines and another is Lasardar Kacheri. These are the two mines which we propose to increase in Odisha. And on the coal side, we have got a contract from NTPC that says 3 million tons. So that we are also, now the coal has been already taken out and it will start immediately in this financial year. And the major impact would be the Surjagarh operations, where earlier the capacity was 10 million. Now we have got the capacity to increase to 26 million. So these two, three things taken together is going to increase the production this year.
So by FY28, any guidance you want to give in terms of volumes for Triveni?
FY27
or 28?
FY27 we can just give you right now.
We'll come back to you before the end of this conversation about 27. We'll just total up all these figures and we'll come back to you. In the meantime, let's continue the other questions.
FY20, we are having a guidance of around 7,800 to 8,000 crores of top line. Tons and cubic meters, I'll just work out and I'll just share those things during
okay.
this.
I'm done. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Tanmay Chaudhary from Ventura Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Thank you for the opportunity. My first question is on the, can you just give me the ballpark number for the captive consumption, like for the entire FY26? Like if 22 million tons we are targeting, how much coke for the...
Can you repeat the question? Be a bit louder.
Am I audible right now?
Yeah, now better.
Yeah. Sir, I'm asking, can you give me the ballpark number for the captive consumption over the open market side, for the pellet and DRI side, for the full year?
For the next year, the total market, the self-consumption would be around 8 million tons for the pellet plant, give or take 500,000 tons, and around, out of that 8 million ton, 1 million ton or 800,000 tons would be used internally. And around 200,000 tons for the DRI. So around 1.2 million tons will be used for DRI and 8 million tons for pellet.
And for the open market, I don't know.
The rest will be for open iron ore, which is say around 18 million tons.
Okay. And sir, in the second half of the financial year, we're targeting for around 12 to 14 million ton of. So can you just throw some light of the evacuation plan and the customer concentration profile for the supply of it?
The customer profile for the iron ore has motamoti remained the same. We are 100% serving our customers in the Chandrapur area
100%, not 100%, but out of the non-captive consumption in Raipur, most of the iron ore pellet producers are using from us around 70-75%. A lot of the quantity, around 40%, 35-40% is going to JSW and JSPL. 100% of our product is going, of their requirement is being fed by us to Evonith and to Sunflag, which has more or less remained constant for the last 6-8 months, so it's quite steady. On the pellet front, we are again in our captive area of Chandrapur and Telangana, is more or less 100%. We are feeding to RINL, we are feeding to Bhilai, also export, around 70,000 tons, 60,000 tons a month we are exporting. So by and large, that is the route. We are looking at other markets also. And we have zero stock at the moment.
Understood, sir. And sir, like, what would be your framework for the evacuation? Like, how much we are targeting per day of evacuation through transport and through rail and through pipeline?
So by pipeline, next year would be around 25,000 tons to 28,000 tons, and around 60,000 tons by truck to the siding and to the rest of the market.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dheeraj Khadilkar, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Yesterday, we get an update regarding the purchase of 290 acres of land from Balago Industry. The query is, what will be this land be used for? Is it for a wire rod mill or something else? And another query is regarding the any update on coal mining block at Madhya Pradesh?
On the land will be used, it's around 10 kilometers from our Konsari factory. It will be used for 2-3 purposes, including partly housing which already exists on the land. We'll also be using it as a switchyard station for the MSADCL support system. Regarding Madhya Pradesh mining, there is no update at the moment. It is still under study and things like that.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Siddharth Ghadekar from Equirus Security Private Limited. Please go ahead.
So just a couple of more questions. So first, on the 1.2 million ton GHQ that we have mined, have we already booked these costs in the quarter? And going ahead, will we see some more BHQ mining done before the BHQ plant comes online?
The costs have been booked and
lying in stock. Yes.
And lying in stock.
And over the next 12-15 months before the BHQ plant comes online, will we see more production on the BHQ side also?
Yes, yes. The mining plan indicates that. The exact figures we would know as the mining progresses.
So this could be over and above the 22 million ton guidance that we are talking about, right?
Yes, this is over and above the 22 million tons.
Okay. So secondly, on the BHQ plant, when do we expect the first plant to get commissioned, and about the ramp up also, how should we think about that?
Next year, last quarter, should be the first unit. There are basically the three units of 15 million ton input. Each of these three units have three modules of 5 million tons. So basically we have nine modules of 5 million tons each. And starting next quarter, last quarter of next year, we would be doing one module every month for the first six modules. And then based on that, along with the steel plant, we'll be doing the last module.
So broadly by FY28, we should have around 15 million tons coming from BHQ?
Output of 10 million tons, input of 30 million tons.
Okay, got it. So secondly, on the pellets, incrementally with our second pellet plant coming in also next year, how should we think about the customer profile moving?
Customer profile is increasing. We are looking, like I said, at more markets towards the south of India and also more exports with CBAM and all that. We are hoping to also export into Europe and things like that. So we are looking at various options and we have done the overall working, and at this moment it's too early to divulge that in the public, but we are very confident of the marketing strategy of that. Like I said earlier, our cost of conversion, our captive mining, etc., makes us the lowest cost producer. Our market strength in India is there, and we hope to capture that also in the international market. Right now most of our exports have gone to China, but we are looking at other areas in Far East, Middle East, as well as Europe.
Lastly, this quarter, did we have any trading volumes also from pellets or only our own production?
Can you repeat that question, please?
Did we have any trading volumes also from our associate companies on the pellet side?
This quarter, the trading was around 2 lakh tons.
But of, I don't know.
Okay, got it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vignesh SBK from Seema Wealth. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Am I audible? Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah. So just want to touch upon the debt numbers. So considering the CapEx of 6,000 crore, how should we see the debt numbers going forward, sir? For FY27.
We have 1,500 crores of an NCD issue. That is what we had have planned. So going forward, that is something what we are planning to raise that debt over the next 6 months from now. And working capital is something what we have now. That we've got sanctioned around 800 crores of working capital limits.
So for FY27, the debt number should be around 9,000 crores, like 7,500 plus the NCD.
It will be also repaying because the Triveni loans are getting repaid also every quarter. And even we start repaying to from this month, the loans what we had taken on a short-term basis will all start being repaid. So it would be somewhere, it should be around 6,000. With the NCD is a big amount, so it should be around 8,000.
Okay, but any other plan for future? It should be around debt raising or mostly it's equity kind of thing which we are planning for?
We are planning to do mostly it should be the least debt. So more of internal accruals as such, which will be continuously flowing in. So we planning aiming for a debt to EBITDA of 1. That's what our aim is, though it would be higher sometimes and would be always a trailing the next year EBITDA. So we're working on those lines.
Okay, sir. That was helpful. And just on the Triveni EBITDA, any guidance for the next year, sir? Revenue, I guess it's around 8,000 crores you have guided for. How about the EBITDA numbers, sir?
You mentioned 8,000 crores and around 30-35% OPEX EBITDA, so I think
okay.
2,000 crores is the right figure that we can look at given the vagaries in this year.
Okay. And just regarding the IPM benefit, from now on annually, how much should we expect, sir, as a total amount, how much should be receiving it?
IPS would be around 1,000 rupees a ton for the pellet and around 1,200 rupees for the DRI's additional capacity. So around 350-400
rupees. Annually, approximately 400 crores. Okay. Okay, thank you. That's it from me.
Keep on increasing as we add on the new products.
Okay, got it, sir. Yeah, thank you. That's it from me, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sumangal Nevatia from Kotak Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening and thank you for the chance. So my first question is on the pellet. So our margins at around 5,000 odd per ton is much higher than the industry standard. So if you can explain what are the economics here and assuming today's price, do we expect similar margins to continue on expanded volumes also in coming years?
So the level of margin is, like I mentioned earlier, amongst the highest in the country. Three, four reasons. Number one is captive mine. Number two, captive transport by the slurry pipeline, saving of 600 rupees for us and 1,000 rupees for many other players. Number three is an operating cost, which is around 300 to 400 rupees lesser. And number four, destination to destination, selling price, which is around 200, 300 rupees higher than anybody else. So given a factor of all of this, like I have kept saying that our company, we are building a cyclical proof industry. So the pellet industry, which is not having a very nice time in the rest of the player, with the rest of the players, because of all these reasons, we are quite happy. We can be happier, but we are quite happy with the progress. The plant has performed very well as per textbook operations. Our fuel cost is 9.5. We are going to further reduce our conversion cost by going green in the fuel by LNG in this year, this month, maybe early next month. 25%, 35% of our power would be green in the next 6 months. And all put together, we would save another 100, 150 rupees per ton from these two factors alone. So all put focused on being cyclical proof. That is our mantra and we stand by it.
Understood. So say 4,000 to 5,000 range is sustainable. That is what we can assume.
Given today's market and at least next 2-3 months, I would say a little better or the same. Yeah.
Understood. Understood.
I don't see it going below 4,000 because even at my export level, it's 4,000.
Okay. Got it. And sir, one last question on the BHQ plant. Now, given the mining has started, what are the reasons for the delay in the beneficiation plant? Or is it some sort of inventory and are we looking at and then only we would commission?
We're talking of a first time industry in the country in one of the very difficult terrains. One of the reasons is that we are waiting for the final clearance for the land. Number two reason is that we are identified all the technology and doing the engineering in full depth so that when we go there, we are, can go full blast. By that time, our pellet plant construction would also be over so that the team can fully focus on that side. So with all of that, I think it's a well, it's mota moti from the original schedule, we are plus minus 6 months. So it's within the thought process that we had originally.
Understood. And the margins would be similar? Lower royalty will offset the higher mining cost, etc. Is that
yeah.
the right understanding?
Yeah.
Understood. Okay. Thank you and all the best to the team. Thank you.
Thank you, too.
Thank you. As there are no further questions, I will now like to hand the conference over to management for closing remarks.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you for all the support. And we hope to perform well with your blessing and the blessing of the market. The steel industry is going through a tough cycle at the moment and we hope to cross this by the time our steel plant starts so that when we are on the other side of the steel cycle, we are in full swing on the steel schedule as well. Thank you again.
Thank you. On behalf of Equitas Securities Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your line.